Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Bill Brandt. Bill is the president of and chief executive officer of Development Specialists Incorporated, DSI.biz is his website. But Bill is also, he's a very accomplished, successful global businessman, but he's also a Republican operative. He's a very well-connected and of the Democrat persuasion. And as you know, the Democrat convention is going on this week in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they're about to wrap things up tonight with Barack Obama's acceptance speech. The Veep and the Prez are going to speak tonight. But they had a big night last night, and I've asked Bill to join us today to kind of talk about what's happened and what's going to be happening. Bill, welcome back.
Well, I had a heart thump there for a second when you called me a Republican operative. I'd love to operate on the Republican.
Did I call you a Republican?
That's not the same thing.
Did I call you a Republican?
It was, you know, you're so used to reflexively talking about Republicans.
Did you think that was a slip?
I'm Freudian. He's like Maynard G. Krebs.
Hope springs eternal, Bill. No, Bill, folks, is of the Democrat persuasion, if I said that incorrectly. I'm sorry, because what I was thinking about, Bill, was that since you're a Democrat, and since we're going to have this conversation, that means, you know, as loath as I am to do it, I'll have to take the Republican side.
Somebody's got to do it. It's a hard, thankless task, Jim. But I'm assuming that you're up to it.
Conventions, Bill, are a mere shadow of their former selves, aren't they?
Have been a mere shadow since probably the primary system came in the late 60s to try and resolve how the candidates were done and broaden the base. And so they're all stagecraft. And
it's 99% Hollywood and 1% political activity.
Well, yeah, it's not just Hollywood, it's stagecraft. It's more Madison Avenue sometimes than it is Hollywood. If it was Hollywood, you'd get more Clint Eastwood, and please spare me.
You don't think Bill Clinton's Hollywood? Come on.
He's not Hollywood. He's New York. Didn't you see him dropping all those G's like a Southern guy in New York? So it's all stagecraft. And when it is stagecraft, like Madison Avenue, then the only thing that matters in the end is execution.
Yeah.
And so you're looking at basically a 3-day infomercial for both of them.
Right.
And the question is, whose production and whose stagecraft and whose execution is
Do they
better?
Really matter anymore, though? I mean, Romney's got a little bump off of his. Barack's probably going to get a little. Obama's going to get a bump off of his. In the end, isn't it really going to come down to? I mean, aren't the conventions getting more and more irrelevant?
I'm not sure they're irrelevant. They're certainly irrelevant, and I might concede the point, for the great amount of supposed undecided voters, which I think probably don't exist at this point. If you haven't figured this out by now, you're living under a rock. but I think the stagecraft in both conventions, Republicans and Democrats, are first and foremost designed to fire up their base, to ensure a turnout, to get their people to the polls, to get their people in a mindset for what's coming. And if you looked at the media in mid-August, everybody talked about the looming problem the Democrats were going to have with this big show that the Republicans were about to put on in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big bounce. But obviously, you're hearing this morning that the Democrats, and I'm taking my chance to crow, have executed their stagecraft at a far deeper level to date. I mean, obviously, we still have tonight, than the Republicans did. What does that all mean? I think you're right. I think they cancel each other out, and all the big stories about how Mitt was going to blow everybody away after Tampa are offset by what Bill Clinton did last night, and we're back to the election, which means the bases are fired up, and now we're competing over that small, very small sliver of independents. Most of them, I think, are leaning one way or the other, and three states matter. We talked about
Ohio, Florida, and
Virginia.
Virginia, right.
So Those are it. I think, you know, for there are oddball states running around like North Carolina, which is in
right.
play. But the truth is,
Iowa, Colorado, Nevada. But basically,
although I think Nevada is leaning pretty strong Obama, I think right now, you know, you look at states like North Carolina. Romney has to win North Carolina.
He's going to win North Carolina.
Remains to be seen. I think right now it's probably leaning, but
the other three, I agree, are toss-ups. I don't think he's going to lose North Carolina this time.
This convention was in North Carolina, and everybody had written off North Carolina. The bump that he may get out of here may force Romney, for example. You may be right. So Romney wins North Carolina. But he wins, Jim, after having to spend money to hold it, which is money he can't spend.
I don't disagree with that.
Else.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about ghosts of politicians past, ghosts of politicians past, and ghosts of politicians future. We'll come back after these messages. 20 tales. Say what?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.